I'm sorry. Did I stutter when I said to shut up? Or written by Yure and read by K-Burb. This is a Batman fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. Though we do warn for strong language and slurs. This fic features trans Jason Todd as Red Hood and was written and plotted as a Pod Together collaboration. Summary. Breaking news. Trans crime lord hates transphobes. Jason is trying to do some paperwork, and who knew the bane of his criminal existence would be dead trees when there's a commotion in what passes for the common area of this base. He'd set up several such bases to be used at random when needed. They all generally included an office, plenty of secure storage, a kitchenette and a break room, a meeting room, and what most of the employees referred to as the living room. The old couches they dragged to every base kind of made the name stick. Whatever is going on out there doesn't sound like the usual yelling at the TV they engaged in, though. The office, by design, is a ways away from the rest of the common areas. No one likes to think that their boss might be listening in to casual complaining about how things are run. He heads for the sound of raised voices, and while he can't hear the words yet, they don't sound upset. No, they sound downright furious. It puts a chill down his spine. Most of the people in his employ are rough, certainly, but if they're at this base, then they've previously shown themselves to have a level head under pressure. Raised voices aren't uncommon, but voices like this are usually what precedes bullets and beatings. He picks up his pace. From the hallway, he can start to hear who exactly is yelling. David, Samantha, and Daniel for certain. Possibly Carl or Leo, and a few others Jason doesn't know as well. They're trying to talk over each other, and it's muddling the words too much to figure out what's actually being said. David is definitely one of the older guys in his employ. He's long past thinking shootouts are macho, and is much more for the practicalities of running an operation. He's also one of the calmest guys Jason's ever known. More of the old school finish picking up his groceries before knocking out the young thing robbing the place and stepping over the unconscious body to pay for his things type. Hell, he's pretty damn sure David had looked at Nightwing in their rafters once and asked him if he had an appointment. Anyone who can sass Nightwing instead of yelping when he pops up is pure gold in Jason's books. Sam and Danny are an odd pair. Attached at the hip, but only as friends given each of their preferences. They've more than once brought each other on what was assumed to be dates, by said dates, and driven off the prospective date by asking pointed questions about things they really shouldn't know without some light stalking or the ability to be a fly on the wall somewhere. It's cute in a protective sibling kind of way, apart from the creepily pleasant smile they can both give to anyone who tries to ask where they're from or why they chose Gotham of all places to relocate. They're surprisingly chill with Gotham's weird shit for being nominally outsiders. So all in all, it's safe to say that they're the kind of people to chat casually during firefights. Which means Jason's not got high hopes that this is a simple sort of misunderstanding. He slips on the helmet he's carrying, glad he brought it with him from the office at this point. Nothing quite catches attention like the deep, modulated voice it produces. He opens the door leading to the living room, the door handle banging back into the wall. Showtime. Hey, someone want to tell me what the fuck you lot are arguing about so loudly that I can hear it in the office? Jason shouts, the modulated voice echoing out into the abrupt silence. The cacophony of noise as they all begin to speak again almost makes the helmet's gunfire sound filters kick in. Stop! His voice cuts through the chaos. They mostly fall silent while one voice continues on at full volume. And I ain't taking orders from some fucking tranny. Oh, you won't? The helmet's voice modulation deadens the fury in his voice to a flat question. The man doesn't seem to realize the question wasn't in his favor. No, he continues, and I don't see why she's still fucking here, playing at being a man just to move up the rank. should just toss her to a corner to earn her keep the usual way. Leo is across from the man, white-faced with a mix of embarrassment at being put on the spot with the slur and insult, and the kind of sickly fury that comes from pushing past that into rage at the audacity of the asshole in front of them. "That's funny, really," Jason drawls. He cocks his head like he's curious instead of furious as well. "You've never had any problems taking orders from one before?" "What? That bitch only just got promoted, and I'm not fucking taking orders from some cunt," the man spits. Jason steadies him behind the helmet. For all his earlier thoughts about employees and their right to be here based on personality, he can't put a finger on who exactly this particular man is. Less employee, more hired goon, he decides. Not worth exploring who he is. He's just nameless goon number one, about to get his face smashed in by not one, but two trans people. "You joined my crew, didn't you?" Jason points out. "Seems like you've been ever so accommodating to follow my orders." Nameless goon number one is slow on the uptake. "You're the fucking Red Hood," he responds. "Toughest guy in Crime Alley. Of course I got no issue following your lead." Jason hums a staticky noise through the modulator, and his tone sharpens. "And yet you said you wouldn't follow the orders of, remind me again, a tranny, was it?" Nameless goon number one shifts now, finally catching on that he is missing something, and his posture is less arrogant. "'Cause I ain't," he states, though with less certainty now. "I take orders from men." Leo, still white-faced, scoffs. He looks to David, who Jason now notices is hovering protectively in front of him, one hand on his gun. He's also got the slightest tilt of a smirk, which Jason recognizes instantly. That's his shit-eating look, more subtle than the grin that Nightwing flashes before a fight, but no less powerful. He clears his throat, and Nameless Goon number one dares to break his gaze away from Jason. "Son, I don't think you understand the position you're in," David says, and while his tone is even, there is so much vitriol hidden in his words that Jason's heart sings. Nameless goon number one has wised up enough to keep his mouth shut, at least. He looks back to Jason, stance still defiant yet uncertain. Jason's almost tempted to take off the helmet, to let the man see the face of the very tranny he claims not to follow, but he knows things are so much more effective when the hood is staring you down. Jason pulls out a gun now, reveling in the slight shake he sees in the man's hands, though he has no plans to shoot him. No, he'll destroy him with words, he decides, and then let Leo destroy him with a proper beating. He spins the gun a few times, releases the safety, and levels it at Nameless Goon number one's head as he speaks. "You see, I have a few basic rules for my employees," Jason begins. "Rules that you should have been told upon joining my crew. So either you chose to ignore them, you didn't pay even a modicum of attention when signing your contract, or you can't read." "Oh," he adds, "modicum means small amount, since your vocabulary doesn't seem to expand past outdated slurs like fucking tranny." Nameless goon number one splutters, begins to protest, and Jason cocks the trigger. His mouth snaps shut again. "Good, smart enough to listen," Jason praises, though he doesn't lower the gun. Again, no intention to shoot, but the man doesn't need to know that. "So, let's review those rules again, yeah? Number one rule, respect. For me, for your coworkers, fuck, even for the assholes we fight. And within that rule, no fucking racism, no fucking sexism and misogyny, no fucking ableism. No fucking homophobia or transphobia, because those are the very opposite of respect." David cuts in. "The second rule, if you're going to doubt the boss's choices, you better have some good goddamn reasoning for it. Facts, logic, fuck, even a gut feeling that you can back up." "Had you come to me," Jason continues, "with a reason for Leo not deserving his promotion? Sure, I'd have listened. A real reason, he adds, before nameless goon number one can begin spouting vitriol again, such as Leo being an agent of Black Mask, for instance. At that, Leo spits on the ground, disgusted. But if your reason boils down to simply that you think he is a she who should be, what, pouring out for attention? Well, you don't know who the fuck you're working for. Rule 3, Samantha pipes up. Unless proven to be working to actively harm our operations under their own free will, all sex workers in Gotham are to be treated with respect and are under the explicit protection of Red Hood. And that's not even where I was going with this, Jason says. But she's right, of course. So not only are you attempting to break rank when I don't even know who you are, you're directly using the most powerful woman in Gotham's existence as a way to degrade a superior, while being a transphobe. Quite frankly, yikes. A few chitters of laughter rise up around them. But let's go all, he drags out the word, the way back to the earliest point. You, Leo, slurs, refusal to follow the lead of someone trans, because I'm not going to stoop to your level to use your words anymore. Have you been given enough think time yet to see the idiocy of your words? Nameless goon number one shakes his head. Jason sighs. Of course you haven't. Care to wager a guess? Another head shake. Fine. Well, you see, and Jason considers his gun a moment before lowering it and clicking the safety back on. He sees the man's shoulders slump in relief and, oh, does he savor his next words. What you fail to grasp, it seems, is that you've always been following the orders of a trans man. Me, if you're still too dense to catch on. And that trans man is the one who is going to give Leo, the man whose promotion you stupidly caused a ruckus protesting, express permission to beat the living shit out of you until you've learned your lesson. He spins on his heel, gives Leo a nod. And Leo, if he doesn't seem to learn, feel free to keep going. With that, he leaves. Back to paperwork, he supposes. If he recalls, Leo had a time off request for top surgery there. Might as well move that up the priority list, as well as a general announcement to all safe houses to start rooting out anyone who shares a mindset with Nameless Goon number one. The end.